And now here's your moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, Debbie, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. We hope you had a very pleasant weekend and are enjoying the weather out there. So please, if you have an hour tonight you can spare, give us that time, because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, we are welcoming your participation. It's very, very important. The number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. Of course, as Debbie mentioned earlier, and I will mention to you again, we are doing our sort of silent pledging. We are trying to raise money for the station and the fine programming that goes on here. So if you consider Minds Over Matter part of that fine programming, please, by all means, call 1-800-525-9917 or go to kalw.org and pledge whatever you can. You know, it's up to you. Debbie was telling me somebody call up with a $5,000 pledge. So, naturally we're hoping for $6,000 for Minds Over Matter. But if you can't afford that, you know, naturally we'll take the $5 or whatever you have. So again, that's 1-800-525-9917 or go to kalw.org. Again, if you appreciate the show, it's a great time to pledge. So whatever you can spare is very much appreciated. Okay. So, as I said, Minds Over Matter is a quiz show, so we're going to be giving you questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Of course, classical music. Josh is here. And I do want to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. If you'd like to hear our show online, you can certainly do that anywhere in the world by going to kalw.org. Again, that's kalw.org. If you like a podcast of this show, you can go to kalw.org and they can help you with that. So we're going to start with a round of introductions and a round of questions. Here is the first. With a repaired roof over his head, a gas fireplace in his home, and a new pair of slippers on his feet, Jerry Nachman is well insulated for fall and winter. Of course, it always seems like fall and winter, whatever the season is up where you live.
Well, that's true. But even more so. Mm-hmm. I had an impossible time trying to buy bedroom slippers.
Really?
All the stores.
It's not quite the right season yet. It's
but
not.
We don't, but that's just to your point. We don't have seasons here.
So they should sell it all year round.
No, the best time is Christmas time.
I know that.
Yeah.
Somebody said people give bedroom slippers for gifts. Well, they do, but people also wear them year round like I do.
Mm. So if you have a pledge, you can call in and pledge some bedroom slippers for Jerry.
But he doesn't want used ones. He wants new ones.
It became an impossible quest. I mean,
What size do you take, Jerry? I always get one size larger.
That's what they say in bedroom slippers. Yeah. Okay, that's another thing.
All right.
Joshua Cosman is suffused with relief at the beginning of the fall music season because now his life has meaning and purpose once again.
And our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, has noticed that there is a cranky older guy next to him, next to an empty chair in the studio. So enough said about that. Sorry.
Now, who would that be?
No names mentioned. So we'll begin with Jerry Nachman.
I'm not cranky. What was the world's first fully computer-generated full-length feature film?
Fully computer-generated.
Wasn't it Toy Story? I always thought it was.
It was Toy Story.
Oh,
okay.
All right.
Very good.
Go for the obvious.
I thought Dana would get that. Okay. What was Frank Sinatra's first number one song on the Billboard charts?
It's your...
Well, yes and no. I mean, I don't know what year...
That's not a yes and no question.
Yeah. I don't know how far back the Billboard charts go, so that's a toughie. Can you give me a decade, maybe?
Probably 40s, I think.
All right.
Maybe late 30s.
Oh, I'll Never Smile Again?
Yes.
Wow.
You guys you're making mincemeat of my questions. Very good. All right.
So I'll give you one more chance.
Thank you. All right. This one is, how much honey does the average worker honeybee produce in her lifetime?
His lifetime.
Well,
there's only one woman. I think that's the queen.
Yeah.
It had her on. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
The queen doesn't do any work.
I thought about that. I thought, wait a minute. Why is it? Anyway, okay, his.
How much honey would a honeybee hunt?
Yeah.
If a honeybee could honey hunt.
I don't know.
Lots? I mean,
I
don't know.
Probably not.
Lots. How many cubic meters?
Well, first of all, you have to know how long a bee lives. and sort of figure take it out, that's take it from that respect. I will say,
give us a hint by telling us what unit we're looking for.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Don't give it to me in grams and liters and all that.
We're not going to give it to you in anything at this rate. Are we
terms,
talking about cubic tons? Are we talking
about
joules?
Per B, you're asking. Per B.
Per B.
I will say 1/12 of a pound.
No.
Okay. Well, I mean, how much can a B individual B do?
Do you have the answer there in pounds?
No.
Shillings?
If I tell you the unit,
oh, I see, because the number is one. Because the number is one, huh?
Well,
all right.
No, it isn't one. It isn't one. No,
a picofarad.
It's a fraction of.
I don't know.
Okay.
All right.
Why don't you read the question once more?
How much honey does the average worker honeybee produce in his lifetime?
All right. And the number to join us with your question or answer is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. Josh, why don't you go ahead?
Sure. This is a question I got from my friend Andrew Green in Boston. Seven people have been given honorary U.S. citizenship over the course of our nation's history. And I'm going to immediately flirt with sexism by saying one of them I think is mostly famous for having been the wife of another one. So let's look for six people if we count one guy plus his wife. Well, you got any thoughts about who?
Well, Churchill, of course.
Okay.
That's the easy one.
Okay, that was the first one, yeah. Churchill.
Raoul Wallenberg.
Yes. Give yourself bells for those. Churchill?
Well, the woman and man would be Chiang Kai-shek and his wife, right?
No.
No.
Oh. Not Chiang Kai-shek and his wife.
Was it Mother Teresa?
Mother Teresa was one, yes.
Yes.
She was not married to anyone except Jesus.
So that's three, and we're looking for seven?
Yeah, including a married couple.
Okay. Well, all right. So, by the way, we had a caller that left a message saying that worker bees are female, and then the drones are male. Okay.
I have that right, you see?
So you drones. There you go.
Okay.
Thank you, caller.
All right.
So, you've got Winston Churchill, Raoul Wallenberg, and Mother Teresa, and looking for four more, including one married couple.
Well, isn't the Marquis de Lafayette?
Yes.
He was the first one, I think.
No, Churchill was first.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, Lafayette, okay.
Lafayette was...
So it was all posthumous, then?
Yes. Oh. All have been posthumous except Churchill and Mother Teresa.
Oh, all right. Okay. And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. Again, we have lines open at 415-841-4134. Okay. All right, Jerry, maybe you'll enjoy this question. I don't know. This candy bar was named after a boy who did odd jobs in the shop where it was invented.
Is it still around?
Yes.
Okay.
One guess. One guess, yes. Well, at least for now. This candy bar was named after a boy who did odd jobs in the shop where it was invented.
Butterfinger.
No. Well, I mean, you know, it could be.
How about a Clark bar?
No.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good guess. Yeah.
It's not really a good guess. That's probably named after Mr. Clark.
But he was so clumsy doing the chores, I figured.
Well, yeah. I mean, there could be more to it than that.
Yeah, okay.
So once more, this American candy bar was named after a boy who did odd jobs in the shop where it was invented. Now, second question, I think is very interesting, but you'll be the judge of that. Can you name the U.S. state whose two largest cities are named after a husband and a wife? In other words, one city is named after the husband and one city is named after the wife.
Great question.
Yes.
I have to think about it now.
Would you read it again?
Yes. What is the U.S. state whose two largest cities are named for a husband and a wife? One city is named after the wife and one city is named after the husband.
I'm just going to sit here for the rest of the hour and think about that. You guys go on without me.
All right.
I think that's a great question. I'm going to have to work on
it. I just came on this totally by accident today. Again, what is the U.S. state whose two largest cities are named one for a husband and one for a wife?
Okay.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Hi. We think the candy bar is O. Henry.
You're absolutely right.
Oh,
O. Henry.
Well,
that's how they would call him in the shop. O. Henry.
Okay.
Yes.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Good one.
Good job.
And now, does William Sidney Porter then take his pseudonym from that, or is it just coincidental?
Well, first of all,
just
O. Henry, it's O apostrophe.
Yeah, no,
Henry.
I know, but I mean, I always thought one of them was punning on the other, but in fact,
no, I don't know.
It's totally coincidental.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So they put the apostrophe in because it should have been a comma, actually, for their calling.
Yeah,
right?
You're right. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Linda Nelsarito.
Hey, Linda.
How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Okay. Talking about cities, you know, a lot of people's definition of city might be one with 100,000 people or more. And according to my source, there are 285 cities in that category in the United States. And I have two questions. One is, how many, and one guess each, how many cities in California are there with 100,000 people or more?
So you just want a number then of the amount
of cities? You don't want the names of the cities?
Thankfully, yes.
What was the question?
You don't want the names of the cities.
No, you don't have to give me the names. Just how many are there?
285 nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say...
I would say
15.
30.
Okay, if one of you says 30.
I say 15.
15, 30...
More than 100,000. I'm sort of going toward Jerry. I'll say 16.
16. Okay. Well, you're all underestimating. According to my source, there are 62 cities.
Woohoo! I'm closest.
62 cities in California that have more than 100,000.
We have a lot of people here.
Well, we do.
Yeah. Now, I have a follow-up question,
mm-hmm.
and that is about the United States as a whole. How many states, if any, have no cities with as many as 100,000, and can you identify those states, if any?
Wyoming?
Oh, is that the only one?
Sounds like it.
Alaska?
Alaska has Anchorage has 360,000 people. Which
Idaho?
No, I don't have Idaho on my list.
I'm sure Boise has more than 100,000.
Yeah, I think Wyoming is the only one. That's my guess.
Okay. Any other guesses?
Because I was thinking the Dakotas, but they've each got, you know,
right.
something.
Montana.
No,
there's a lot of big cities.
Like 150,000.
All right. Where else? Any place else? How about Delaware?
No, Delaware has Dover, which also has about 150,000.
Okay.
And Wilmington, which is larger than Delaware. Mm-hmm. And Dover.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Or Vermont.
Vermont has Burlington, and that's gotten up to about 200,000.
Okay. Well, then I have to stick with Wyoming.
Okay. I forced you to make a decision, and you made the right decision. It is Wyoming, and they've got Cheyenne as their largest city, and it's got 86,000.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be edging toward 100,000 pretty quick, depending.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Bye.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Our panel tonight is, of course, author Jerry Nachman, who writes a column online for... Oh, he doesn't...
I'm not doing it anymore.
Oh, okay. Who used to write a column online for the Washington Times. And Joshua Cosman, of course, you can read about his writings about classical music. This is his busy season, almost.
Coming up on
for the San Francisco Chronicle. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. And, of course, we are doing our quiet pledging tonight, so which means we're not going to twist your arm or kick you over there or knock you over there with anything. It's 1-800-525-9917, whatever you can give. Please go to 1-800-525-9917 or also go to kalw.org online and donate whatever you can, if you can. Thank you. And let's go to a call.
Before we do that, let me jump in.
Yes.
On your state of your cities, your two cities, I'm just going to make a random guess, a wild guess here. Is Charlotte Mrs. Raleigh? No. Is the answer North Carolina?
No.
Okay.
Is this a famous couple?
Well, it's famous within the state. I don't know if you would say it was famous.
That's important to know.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's not, you know, it's not like a U.S. president and his wife or something like that.
Okay. I had Charlotte down as well because I'm in the news.
Yeah. I'm assuming it's a member of the British nobility and his wife, or aristocracy or royalty and his wife.
You shouldn't necessarily assume that.
I'm not assuming it. Okay. I'm guessing it.
It could be a Native American and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It could be, but it's not. All right.
All right, let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is David Price Weldy in San Francisco.
Hi, David.
A guess for the state, would it be Montana?
It is not. We were thinking of Helena. Helena and what's
the other? Helena and Mr.
Billings.
Mr.
Missoula?
Well, no. La-dee-da, I do have a question.
Okay.
Diane Keaton's mother was a contestant pageant and won two. What were her two titles?
Oh, you know, my mother read that book, and I got it for her, but I didn't read it myself. So I don't... Was she in the Miss America pageant?
No.
Okay. Some smaller pageant?
Yes.
Okay. Miss Hawaiian Tropic? No. No, I have no idea whatsoever, David.
She's a native Los Angelino, and she won Mrs. Los Angeles and Mrs. California.
Oh, Mrs. Okay.
Oh, that's good.
Ooh, very good.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Well, thank you,
sir.
Bye-bye. And Jerry, it's your turn.
Okay. How did the first recorded Siamese twins, Chang and Eng, C-H-E-N-G and E-N-G, come by their first names?
Well, I don't think that was their original name. They were given that name by P.T. Barnum, weren't they?
It could be. I don't know that.
I think so.
Fact.
How did they come by their name? Okay. I know it's sort of silly, but how can I approach this? In other words, what are you sort of asking? You're not asking for somebody who gave them their name.
No.
You're asking...
How did they happen to be called that?
Was the name originally for one child, and then they split it in half when they realized they were having Siamese twins? Like Chang and Ang instead of... It was originally Chang and Ang.
No, that's kind of a logical guess. No.
All right. Okay.
Don't know.
All right. Read it once more, would you?
How did Chang and Ang, the first recorded Siamese twins, come by their first names?
All right. And we have a couple of lines open at area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. Josh, why don't you go ahead?
All right. Jerry, here's a theater question for you. Three of Aristophanes' 11 surviving plays have titles that are the names of animals. What are they?
Well, the frogs is
the frogs
the
is
most
one.
The birds is one.
The birds is one.
The flies?
No.
No. How many are there?
There's three.
Oh, three.
You got the frogs and the birds.
Frogs and birds and...
Are there any mammals in there?
No.
Didn't think so. I have to think about that.
Okay.
All right, read it once more.
So, three of Aristophanes' 11 surviving plays have titles that are the names of animals. Jerry and Dana put their heads together and got birds and the frogs. We're looking for the third one.
All right.
It's not Thesmophoria Zeusi.
All right. I'll do one question, then we'll take a call. Only two countries are named after figures from the Old Testament. What are they?
From the Old Testament?
Yes, the Old Testament.
Oh, okay.
What are the two countries that are named after figures from the Old Testament?
Israel is one.
Yes.
And, I have to think about this.
All right. So only two countries are named after figures from the Old Testament. Josh got one, which is, of course, Israel. And what is the other? All right, and the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there?
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Hi, this is Sally in Montana. And I learned back when I wanted to buy 5 pounds of honey in a glass jar, they wouldn't sell it in a glass jar because a honeybee worker only makes 1/2 teaspoon in the lifetime.
Well, you're close. That's very close. It's 1/12th of a teaspoon.
Is it?
It's not really close, but it's as close as anyone's going to get.
A lot closer than we were.
It's interesting. You said 1/12th of a pound, didn't you? Yeah, 1/12th of a teaspoon.
Oh, all right.
Very
well,
good.
Even more valuable. Thanks.
Yeah, right.
Thank you very much. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. Please give us a call at area code 415-841-4134. Again, this is for a question or answer, 415-841-4134. If you'd like to pledge tonight, the number is 1-800-525-9917. That's 1-800-525-9917. Or go to kalw.org, and whatever you can give is very much appreciated. Jerry, it's your turn.
Oh, okay. Okay. What would I be eating if I were consuming varieties of this food? I'll give you some names. Brandywine, Black Ethiopian, Conestoga, Mahiz, spelled M-A-H-I-Z, and Batata, B-A-T-A-T-A. I'll give you one guess.
Could you just go over the list once more?
Brandywine, Black Ethiopian, Conestoga, Mahiz, and Batata.
Four of those I never heard of, but I'm pretty sure Brandywine is an apple, isn't it?
It may be, but that's not...
That's not the answer.
It is an apple, but I guess it must be more than one thing.
Okay.
Brandywine. Black Ethiopian.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like an apple, does it?
No. Well, that's a very old one. Black Ethiopian. It's not tea or coffee, is it? Tea or coffee?
No. That's your guess.
Yeah, I guess it is. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
Actually, I think there are three names in the Bible. Aside from Israel, there's Palestine, because Palestine in Arabic is Philistine, and that's mentioned in terms of Goliath.
That's true.
I think Egypt is also mentioned in the Old Testament.
No, but they're named after figures from the Old Testament. So in other words, they have to be named after a person who appeared in the Old Testament.
I was going to say, because Lebanon is also mentioned in the Old Testament, but
right.
I figured you were going for people rather
people,
than place
names. People, no. So these are strictly named after figures from the Old Testament.
I missed that part. Sorry. Okay.
No, that's all right. No problem.
Right.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good evening. Sparky and Maddie, how you all doing?
Good.
All right. Brandywine and all that. Are they tomatoes?
They are tomatoes.
Thank you.
Very good.
And for your question, Dana.
Yes.
The two largest cities named after a couple. How about Maryland?
You're right.
Thank you.
You're right.
Baltimore.
Baltimore is named after Lord Baltimore, and Annapolis is named after his wife, Ann Arudell.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah. Anne Arundel.
Okay, very good.
Right. Thanks.
We are done. Bye.
Thank you very much. Yes. Maryland. Anne Arundel.
So I was right.
Were you?
British aristocracy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just didn't want to kind of give it too much.
I know.
All right. Good job. And Josh, it's your turn. Arundel.
Sure. So you're familiar with the Razzie, or the Golden Raspberry, which is the award given to people for being bad in the movies. Who was the only actor or actress, I'll use that as a generic gender-free term, to win an Oscar and a Razzie in the same year? And here's a tougher follow-up. Can you name the two actors or actresses who were nominated for an Oscar and a Razzie for the same performance? Didn't win either of them, but...
Didn't Sally Field win one of those? And so she might have...
No.
She won her Oscar?
She did not.
Okay.
I mean, she might have won the... I don't have the list of all the Razzies, but
I want to say Halle Berry is one of them for the one that won the Razzie and the Oscar in the same year. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
It is not right. That's what I said, too, but they were a year apart. Because you remember her winning... You remember her winning for Catwoman because she showed up to accept the award,
right,
which was so cool.
Yeah.
But that was the year after she won for Monsters Ball.
Okay. All right, Rick, could you read the whole thing once more?
Who was the only actor to win an Oscar and a Razzie in the same year? And the follow-up is, can you name the two actors nominated for Oscar and a Razzie for the same performance? And that's a tough one, so I'll tell you, those were both supporting actor or actresses, and it was in the early 80s that both of those...
Who gives that out? I've never... Do you know?
Oh, I meant to look that up.
I don't know. The Golden Raspberry Award.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think
I'm not
it's...
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
Can you... Is it giving away too much to give a decade for the one that won and both in the same year?
First decade of the 21st century.
Okay. All right. Think that over. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Peter in Glen Park.
Hi, Peter.
I'm sorry to hear that Chief Seattle wasn't married to Ms. Tacoma.
No. Not as far as I could figure out, anyway.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
What is the origin of the nautical terms port and starboard for left and right?
Does port have anything to do with the drink port?
No.
Okay. And is port the side that there was the side of the ship that which was when it was docked? Did they call it that?
Yes.
Okay.
But why?
Why? Because that's the one that had the gang, the place for the gangplank or
no,
something like that.
Because
it was in port. That's why.
Well, you could conceivably put either side of the vessel against the wharf.
True. So this would come from the era of sailing ships, then.
Yes.
Does that have anything to do with the fact that the they are sailing ships?
No.
Okay. No, I can't
is
go
it
any further.
Is it for any reason having to do with the specific geography of the United, of England? I mean, is it an English-specific kind of thing?
No, not
okay.
at all.
Starboard.
Except perhaps the word starboard.
Did they read the stars off of the other side of the...
No, star is a corruption of a different word.
Okay.
Oh.
Hmm.
But board is correct.
That's interesting. So it's the steering board.
Exactly. Yes.
Huh. But why? Why are they steering to the right? Because the helmsman is right-handed.
Yes.
Is that right? I'm
yes.
just groping here.
Good. And the stern-mounted rudder had not yet been invented.
So he's up at the front.
So they were steering... with a board over the right-hand side, the way that a canoe is steered with a paddle.
Interesting.
And okay. They didn't want that to foul with the wharf, so the port side always went against the port, and the steerboard side always away from the port.
Interesting.
That's interesting. So like many asymmetries, it all comes down to right-handedness.
Yes.
Excellent. That's wonderful.
Well,
thank you so much.
Good job.
No, thank you.
Good night, guys.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
And, okay, let's see here. All right, there are six answers to this question. There are six countries named after saints in the world. So I'll give you each one guess for now.
San Salvador.
No, that's after named after the Savior, Jesus Christ, who's not a saint.
Also, that's the city.
Oh.
El Salvador is the
Oh, okay. I never get those right.
So six countries named after saints.
All right. Well...
I'll give you another guess, Jerry. Go ahead.
No, I'm waiting for Jerry. I've got four of them.
No, you go ahead.
All right.
I don't have
any. Give me one.
Sao Tome Principe.
Very good.
St. Thomas and the Prince. I don't know.
Good.
All right.
Really, St. Thomas is the only one that's named after the saint. The other one is not
okay.
a saint. So, yes, Sao Tome. Very good. Good. Jerry, you want to guess again? Okay. Six countries named after saints in the world. See how many of those you can name.
Oh, there's another one.
And, all right, the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. And since we're about halfway through the show, let's repeat any questions that have not been answered yet. Jerry, what do you have?
Okay, let's see. What do I have? I think they've all been answered, by gosh. Let me see. No, I don't have anything.
Okay.
I was looking for the seven people who have been given honorary U.S. citizenship, and we've got four of them, Churchill and Raoul Wallenberg and Mother Teresa and General Lafayette. Looking for three more, including a married couple. Looking for the third of Aristophanes' plays that has the name of whose title is the name of an animal, in addition to the birds and the frogs. Looking for the two actors or actresses to win, the actor or actress who won an Oscar and a Razzie in the same year, and the two actors nominated for an Oscar and a Razzie for the same performance.
Okay. And I think all I have is the name of the six countries that are named after saints in the world.
Now, we're also looking still for that second New Testament, Old Testament.
Oh, you're right about that.
Old Testament,
I'm sorry.
Country.
Yes. Name the six countries named after saints. Josh got one, Sao Tome. And also I asked what two countries are named after figures, people, from the Old Testament.
I got the other one.
Israel is one, of course. All right, what's the other one?
Solomon Islands.
The Solomon Islands, yes.
Are they named after King Solomon?
Supposedly.
Okay.
So, I'll leave up to the callers.
And the Marshall Islands are named after E.G. Marshall?
No.
No.
It's a sea captain.
Okay.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi there.
Hi.
As the black Ethiopian and such tomatoes.
Yeah, they are tomatoes. Somebody else got it, but you got it too.
Oh, okay. Didn't hear someone get it. Thanks.
Good job.
Oh,
Thank you.
I forgot to. I do have one question that hasn't been answered.
All right.
How did Cheng and Ng, the first recorded Siamese twins, come by their first names?
Okay. All right. And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. Again, we were doing our quiet pledging, but I will mention it occasionally. So if you'd like to donate any money to help support this fine station and the programming that is contained therein, please give us a call at 1-800-525-9917. That's 1-800-525-9917. Or go to kalw.org and please donate whatever you can. Basically. So if you enjoy the show or enjoy the other shows on this station, please do that. And, Jerry, it's your turn.
Okay, I have to recuse you, Dana. I'm so sorry.
I'm sure you are.
Because you're a nice guy.
All right.
What was the first film to sweep the five major Oscars?
You think I don't know that?
No. Yes, I do not.
It happened one night in 1934.
Very good. I'm sorry. I assume we might have had that question on the show.
Oh, some variation on it, I'm sure.
Is it that well known? Or is it, you're
it's
just
a thing.
Smart
it's,
guy?
It's just a thing. It's yeah. a thing that people.
Okay, all right. I'll get one quick one.
Yeah.
Okay, since you're here tonight, this is in your.
You recuse
honor.
Us both. All right.
Well,
that's all right.
What? Well, yeah. What 18th century composer fought a near fatal duel with a fellow musician over seating in an orchestra pit? Ah, you don't know that.
I do not know that. I've never heard that story.
Composer.
What 18th century composer fought a near fatal duel with a fellow musician over seating in an orchestra pit?
18th century.
I've never heard this story.
Ah,
18th century.
I thought either that or it would be a chestnut. You would just knock
yeah,
right off.
Yeah, yeah. Huh. Did you say composer or musician?
Composer.
18th century.
Composer who fought it.
Hey, I'll give you one guess because there's only so many composers.
Well, yeah. There are quite a few.
Most of them don't fight.
And this is a composer you're familiar with, too.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I mean, Bach is not going to be fighting a duel with anybody.
No.
Nor Mozart.
Nor Mozart, nor Haydn.
Who's a tempestuous personality type?
Yeah, I don't know. Vivaldi.
No.
The Red Priest?
The Red
no.
Priest.
No. Yeah. 18th century composer. Italian, maybe, huh? Not something a handle would do either. So.
No. It wouldn't be.
Okay. I've mulled that over. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there, caller?
Oh, hello.
Hi, you're on.
Yeah, oh, hi. This is John from Bernal Heights.
Hi, John.
Let's see, I have a couple answers. For Saints Countries, yes. San Marino.
San Marino, very good. Glad
yeah,
you
I've
that.
Been there. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, you're the one.
Nice, but 2 hours, maybe, mm-hmm. in all country. Is Saint Lucie or Saint Lucia?
Saint Lucia.
Yeah, is
after...
that considered an independent country?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, all right, Saint Lucia. And I think there's a Saint Kitts, whoever Saint Kitt is.
Yes.
Maybe that's Christopher, isn't it?
Saint,
Kitts.
Yes, that's exactly, exactly right.
A nickname for Christopher? Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to make a wild guess on the composer, Pergolesi?
No.
No, okay. But the question I meant to answer was... I had always thought it was a satire on an ethnic group, but Aristophanes the Wasps.
Yes, exactly right.
The yeah. what?
The Wasps.
Oh.
and Vaughan Williams did a great piece of music.
Oh,
that's true.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I think it's a
Flight of the Bumblebee, right?
incidental music. I think
incidental music for a production.
Yes, it's very nice music.
Yep. Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
And while we're on the subject of St. Lucia, you know the great trivia fact about St. Lucia, right, is that it has the highest number of Nobel Prizes per capita.
I think that has come up.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, because it's got 25 people, and one of them was Derek Walcott, the poet. Right. You know.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So, ratio, yeah.
That's good. A great question.
Yeah. And, there you go. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there, caller?
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Oh, I'm on.
You
Hi,
are?
This is Kathy in Alameda.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi. I think Sandra Bullock won a Razzie and an Oscar in the same year.
Oh, good job.
That's well done. Can you
good job.
You get the bell? That was the question. Can you name either of the movies?
I think she won, well, the Oscar, I think, was for The Blind Side.
Exactly.
Right.
The Razzie was for, I don't remember the name.
It was for that one where she was stalking that guy.
Yes.
And had what distinctive... profession? Do you remember this?
Oh, I didn't see the movie.
No, nobody saw it. It was so terrible. It was called All About Steve, and she plays a crossword constructor.
Oh, okay.
No kidding.
Yeah, and they...
And,
go ahead.
Oh, well, I was just going to say, is Albania named after St. Alban?
No.
Oh, okay. Just a guess.
Good. Thank you very much.
That movie sounds
bye-bye.
Pretty good, actually.
It's not.
It's not. I didn't see it. I didn't see it. It was supposed to be terrible.
Got terrible reviews.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Josh, it's your turn.
Okay. Let me think. You caught me by surprise here. What is meant by the term sabrage? What does sabrage refer to? S-A-B-R-A-G-E.
Is it a musical term?
It is not a musical term.
S-A-B-R-A-G-E.
Yes.
Wait, can you narrow down a little bit into what area of human activity?
How shall I say
it? Is it an action?
It is an action. Yes, that's the word I was looking for. Thank you. It's an action. It's a fairly ceremonial action. Something that none of us has ever done, but we've all seen it done, like in movies and stuff.
Is it when you're knighted or tapped on the
Yeah, you know, I thought about that, too.
That's a good guess, but that's not correct.
Okay.
But you're guessing that for the right reasons.
Okay. Is there a potential of any violence in this act if it's done in a
no
in
a, not against a human way. Being?
Okay, and not against a human. Okay, but we've seen it done in movies.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I'm not sure I could name you the ones, but you could.
How did you describe it again in the movie? Say what you said before.
I said it's not something any of us has ever done,
no.
But you know we've seen it done. If I describe this to you, you go, oh, yeah, people do in movies or, you know, period costume
dramas
or something.
Well, there's a million things that go on.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying it's a familiar thing.
Is it done by a certain class of person?
Well, given the item that's involved, I would say yes.
Sabrage.
So is this like Clint Eastwood talking to an empty chair? Was that sabrage?
No, that's not sabrage.
All right. Huh. But it's usually done in a leisurely way?
Is it a violent action or a casual action?
It's a celebratory action.
Celebratory.
Celebratory.
Oh, okay. So I was on the right track.
Yeah.
But it's not a dance of any kind.
It is not a dance.
All right. Okay. And if you'd like to guess on that or any other question here or have a question of your own, the number is 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134 for Minds Over Matter. We are here every Sunday at 7 p.m. and hope you're enjoying the show. You're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station.
Josh, could you use it in a sentence or would that give it away?
I'm not sure I could use it in a sentence. Sure
Jerry doesn't know what sabrage means.
That's right. That's right. Remember that party when they were doing the sabrage?
Yeah, right.
It sounds like a dance, yeah.
It does. All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, yes. Ed, how are you?
Hey, Ed, good.
Very good. So, Israel, who is Israel anyway?
Jacob.
Okay, very good. Very good. Most people don't know that.
I don't
know. I have a couple of questions, but one of the most important ones is about global warming. If you count what our breathing carbon dioxide is a very, very small amount, but if you add all of the energy we use burning coal to make our food, to drive our cars, including petroleum, of course, and to heat our houses and air conditioning and everything, how many pounds each American uses every year in carbon dioxide, just in carbon dioxide? I'll give you choices because it is, okay, so it could be 10,000 pounds, it could be 30,000 pounds, or it could be 50,000 pounds. If you add everything, including trucking, everything, airplanes, everything.
50, I'll go for the big one.
For the big one, you're right, 100% right. Okay, in that regard, it came out, one of our great campus from University of California, which is the greatest university in the whole world, in my opinion, because I was part of it for a long time.
Because you worked there, yes.
Yes.
You're loyal, too.
It is a good school. Unfortunately, it is a bit in trouble, but it's a very good school. So one of the campus recently came with this memo that actually played a big role in reducing carbon dioxide. That just, this news came out this week, in fact. Is it a memo?
No.
Okay, I will give you a hint. It is a C memo.
In reducing carbon dioxide?
Yes. A good deal. And actually, not only that, but off our coast. It goes off, you know, off our coast, North California up to Canada. I will give you...
sea lion.
The first word of the memo. The first word of the memo is C, S-E-A.
Yes. It says sea lion?
No.
Sea urchin?
No. We're close to it, but it's not sea urchin. There's a mammal. Sea urchin, by the way, is not a mammal.
It's
a mammal.
Is it a whale of some kind?
No. This thing eats sea urchins, and that's exactly why it protects us from, I mean, it just reduces carbon dioxide.
What eats sea urchins?
Yeah, it's lying in the back of the water.
Sea otter?
Exactly, sea otter. So what sea otter does, it whenever it exists anywhere in the sea, it eats urchins. Mm-hmm. So, and then what happens is, if they exist, the urchins hide away and they just eat the leftover from dead weeds. But if not, then they actually eat the real weed and that destroys totally the effect of this. The seaweed in absorbing carbon dioxide and,
right,
and producing oxygen. So it is very good. One very last question.
Mm-hmm.
In the year 2029, Friday the 13th, April the 13th, Friday, April, I'm kind of tired.
Friday, April 13th.
Friday, April 13th, yeah. There is an object that may actually hit Earth. And guess where it's going to hit? Very small chance, but it might happen. 200 miles west of San Francisco.
Ooh.
Yeah. What is the name of this object? Let's give it to the audience. It also has been in the news.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
Thank
you very much. All right. Bye-bye. And let's see. Is it my turn?
Mm-hmm.
It is my turn. Okay. What father and son actors appeared in the most films? Not necessarily together, but two very well-known actors who happen to be father and son and appeared in the most films.
This is the most total number of credits father and son.
Yes. Total number of credits, the highest number of credits for any father and son actors.
Hmm.
They're both character actors, I will give you that.
That's good to
but
know.
But well-known characters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know.
Would it be... No, it wouldn't be.
So once more, what pair of father and son character actors appeared in the most films total?
Wouldn't be Bruce and Bruno Kirby, would it?
It's good, but no.
Yeah, it's... Cool. Bruce Kirby and Bruno Kirby?
Yeah. Oh. They're both equally prominent?
Father marginally more prominent than the son, but the son definitely well known.
Are they still working, both of them? Or?
No, they're both dead.
They're both dead.
They're both dead. So what father and son character actors appeared in the most films overall for any father and son?
That's a good one. Let's think about it.
No, right.
Okay.
And well-known character actors, too.
Yeah.
Nobody obscure. And the number is 415-841-4134. Again, the Minds Over Matter, 415-841-4134. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there?
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Hi. Oh, I wanted to see if I could answer Sabraj. It sounded like the word saber, and I thought master sommeliers get to actually saber champagne bottles or things like that. Mm-hmm. And I thought maybe that was it.
Give her the bell.
Good
That's
job.
Exactly what
Good
it
job.
Is, opening a champagne
is
bottle
really?
With a saber. Yes.
Culinary school paid off.
I didn't know sommeliers did that. I assumed it was Cossacks who did that.
I seen it at a ceremony once for a grand celebration, and I remember that she was a sommelier.
Wow. Mm. I didn't know that was something anybody still did, but yes, you got it exactly right. Well
Good
done.
Job.
All right. Have a great night.
Thank you. You too. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, can I get a honorary bell? I also knew that the Sabraj
yes, you can.
Was champagne.
You can.
Just a little behind. Oh, well done.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Well, thanks. Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
It's Bubba Frisco Dave.
Hello.
And I have a list of saint and sand countries, which is longer, I think, than your list. So
okay.
You might say that some of these don't count. But here's my list.
All right.
Saint Bartholomew.
Is that a country?
Yeah, in the Caribbean, island country in the Caribbean.
Not that I'm aware of. Do you have an up to date list, Dave?
Yep.
Okay.
Saint Kitts.
Well, Saint Kitts
yes.
was mentioned.
Saint Kitts was mentioned. Mavis. Yeah.
Saint Lucia.
That was mentioned.
Saint Martin.
No, Saint Martin is
it's an island country in the Caribbean. It's actually got two halves.
That was a territory of
the French half is called Saint Martin, and the Dutch half is called Saint Martin.
Right, but they're territories of those other countries that you just mentioned, rather than independent nations.
Okay, sorry, you're not counting territory.
No,
well,
no.
Let's see. Okay, then I'm going to skip St. Paul because I think that's administered by another country, France,
right.
I think.
Right.
And similarly for St. Peter. How about Saint-Pierre? Oh, you already got Saint-Pierre, didn't you?
No, I didn't. Is Saint-Pierre? That's not independent either. That's no. No. Yeah.
How about St. Vincent?
Yes, St. Vincent. Nobody's
that's
got it yet. Very
missing.
Good.
And then the sixth one.
How about San Marino?
Somebody got that, yes.
San Felix.
Not independent as far as I know.
San Andres.
No. San Andres.
Okay. Well, that's my list.
All right. All right. Thank you very much.
Take care.
All right.
So those were the five that I had. Vincent, Lucia, Thomas,
there's one left on the list.
And San Marino. I know. And I can't think of it.
And it's, you're not getting it. So, well, think it over.
All right. All right. I'm thinking it.
And I would say that I'll just give you a hint on this because you've been so good about it.
I'm figuring this out.
There's
no
saint
in it. No, I got that.
No, okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
We think Lloyd Bridges and Jeff Bridges for the father and son.
That's a very good
guess. An excellent guess, but no.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, and
that's who I was thinking.
One of the
live.
You said they're both dead, though. Now
they are both dead.
Yeah,
and they're definitely character actors. So they're not, they generally didn't star. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Never Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Hi, I'm from Berkeley. Father and son, character actors, yes. Keenan Wynn and Edwin.
Oh, that's also an extremely good guess, but no.
Both dead, right?
They are both, you got me there. Yeah, they're all both dead.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you very much.
Edwin didn't make that many movies, did he?
No, but Keenan Wynn made so many that...
Keenan, yeah. How many altogether do you have a total?
For the ones I'm looking for?
Yeah.
250 or something like
and
that.
And did you say the son was better known or the father?
The son is better known on TV, but he made plenty of movies too.
Oh, on TV.
Yeah.
Ah, so, you didn't say that, sir.
But the father is definitely... a golden age character actor. You've seen him in a zillion things.
Yeah.
So.
Huh. TV.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
You speaking to me?
I am speaking to you.
Yes. The character actors are Lon Chaney and Junior and Senior.
No.
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 May I propose a question?
You may. Guys? Yes.
Yes. What city in the United States is a state capital and also one of the oldest cities, or the oldest city that is a state capital?
Santa Fe.
All
right. Okay. Sorry.
No, that's okay.
No,
that's
a
great question. It's such a good one that we've heard it, you know, I think.
Santa Fe. The oldest, yeah. The oldest city that's also a state capital. And Jerry, your turn.
Well, okay.
Something quick. If you have something quick.
Okay. How many states, you have to get this within 10%, how many states can companies, in how many states can companies legally fire someone for being gay?
Still. I didn't think, yeah. So that's not federal policy yet where you can't do that?
I think it would be, but...
how many states... Okay. Legally. I didn't think you could do that anywhere legal anymore.
So according to the Human Rights Campaign, which is an LGBT civil rights group.
They would know.
Yeah.
All right. Then I will say 14.
No.
Please tell me that's too high.
No, I can't tell you that.
I don't think it is, actually.
Really? Oh, yeah. That's terrible.
So, all right.
I don't know.
Read the question just once more, would you?
Okay. In how many states can companies legally fire someone for being gay?
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello. It's Michael from El Cerrito.
Hi, Michael.
Let's see. The honorary citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
There are three left.
Yes.
How about Albert Einstein?
No. Good guess, but not right.
Charles Chaplin.
No. I will tell you that we're looking for a married couple from the late 17th century and one other person who's from the 18th century.
Oh.
So you're probably barking up the wrong alley.
Yeah.
The wrong century.
Yeah. How about Alexander Graham Bell?
No, even earlier. Even earlier.
Okay.
What's the
Okay, well, let's try the Scottish character.
Right.
Character actors. Would that be Noah Beery and Noah Beery Jr.?
Oh, that's very good. I think they're like number three or four, but that's not the number one anyway.
Well, I struck out tonight.
You made some good ideas.
Thank you, though. Yeah, I like that Noah Beery and Noah Beery Jr. That's very good. Okay, you're saying husband and wife kind of rang a bell with me a little bit.
Yeah.
Is it William Penn and his wife?
It is William Penn and
his wife,
yes.
I knew I had heard that someplace. Yeah.
So we've got all of them except the most recent one, who was just given this in 2009.
But again, this is posthumous.
This for the 18th century dude? Yeah.
Well, you know, he could have taken good care of himself.
And I'll give you a hint. If there's anybody still listening who's in New Jersey or near New Jersey, they will have a leg up on this one.
New Jersey.
Bruce Springsteen.
No. New Jersey. Okay.
No. Okay.
New Jersey.
Geez, I think so. Unless it's New York.
And you say this person...
Yeah, it's New Jersey.
It must be from New Jersey or...
No. This is somebody connected with the Revolutionary War.
Trenton.
Yes.
Trenton.
Mr.
Trenton.
It's not Trenton.
Oh, so it was a battle that happened in New Jersey.
I, honest to God, I don't know why he's connected
like
with
Thaddeus Kosciuszko.
Someone like him, very much so, but not him.
Or Pulaski.
There you go.
Oh, yeah,
Pulaski.
Yeah.
The guy who built the Skyway.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Well done. All right, so that's the whole list.
Okay. And next call?
I just like to give credit to the UC campus. It is Santa Cruz, University of California, Santa Cruz. Okay. And actually, they found that the sea otter eating the sea urchin, which eats the kelp, that's the name of the weed, reduces the effect of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. Because kelp use carbon dioxide to produce oxygen, which is great. It's a very good study. Thank you very much. Have
all
a
right.
Good day.
Thanks, Abe. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, I kind of lost track. Did you guys ever answer the composer duel question?
We did not.
No. Tell us.
Okay. Well, those are the bad habits of Handel.
Handel is correct.
Really?
Do you know the circumstances?
I know one more detail. Apparently, he was saved by a button.
Yes.
A sword thrust bounced off the button on his coat.
That's right. Handel survived a sword thrust from Johann Matthiessen, whoever that is.
He's
thanks
a
to a large metal button on his coat. Very genuine caller.
I got a short one for you, which, unless you know this one, you'll never get, but another bad habit of composers. Anton Fiel apparently died in his 20s from a bad habit he had. Anyone know what it is?
Anton?
Fiel, F-I-L-S?
No, don't know who that is. I thought you were going to go with the other guy.
No. He apparently liked to eat live spiders, which he claimed tasted like strawberries.
All right. Good job. Thank you very much.
Have you heard of Johann Matthiessen?
Yeah.
Okay. Next call.
Hello.
Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah. John from Bernal Heights again. With the Saints, my spouse informs me the Dominican Republic
is
named after Santo Domingo. Does that work?
Yes, St. Dominic. That is correct.
Is it St. Dominic or St. James?
No, it is St. Dominic.
It's St. Dominic. Yeah, okay. Yeah, my Spanish.
Dominican Republic is named after, but not Dominica? Dominica because
they got there on
Sunday?
No, I think that's just the adjective form in English, right? We call it, Dominican Republic, but it's named, I think, Santo Domingo is the island.
Oh, sure it is. But one of them is named because they got there on a Sunday.
That's Dominica.
That's Dominica. All right, excellent.
All right. Thank you very much. And, all right, one more call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there? Nope. Okay. We better clean up here. And what do we got, Jerry?
Okay, Cheng and Ng, the first recorded Siamese twins, came by their first names because Cheng means left and Ng means right.
That makes sense.
A Barnum
it
stunt.
Does.
But And the other one, this is kind of outlandish. The number of states that can, in which companies can legally fire someone for being gay is 29.
Oh, horrifying.
Yeah.
And Josh?
The only actors who were nominated for Oscars and Razzies for the same performance were James Coco for Only When I Laugh and Amy Irving for Yentl.
That's good.
Okay. What father and son character actors appeared in the most films total? That would be Alan Hale and Alan Hale Jr.
Oh, of course.
And
Alan Hale, just to bring it full circle, Alan Hale Sr., of course, is the guy who steals the car and It Happened One Night.
Right.
I don't even know the guy.
And, you know him
if you saw him.
Or Junior. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Junior. He's the captain on the
Gilligan's Island.
I never saw Gilligan's Island.
Oh, Jerry,
the sheltered life.
You got a live mic here you're telling people.
I know.
Anyway, we hope you enjoyed the show. We certainly enjoyed bringing it to you. Our panel tonight was author Jerry Nachman. Of course, from the San Francisco Chronicle, writes about classical music, Joshua Cosman. Thank you very much, Josh.
Thanks for having me.
I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. Our thanks to Debbie Kennedy for handling the board and phones. And above all, our thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call in. We hope you had time to call and pledge at KALW. That's 1-800-525-9917. 1-800-525-9917 or go to KALW.org. Please pledge whatever you can. If you enjoy this show or any show that appears on this station, we put a lot of work into it. We hope you appreciate it and show us that you care. Thanks a lot, everybody. Bye-bye.